From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump has not eased his criticism of the federal judge who ordered a temporary block to his travel ban. Mr. Trump is telling the American people if something happens, these are his words, blame the judge who blocked his ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. The ruling of a district court judge in Washington state has put the travel ban in limbo. The appeals court has given federal officials and states until Monday to file more arguments on whether the ban should be declared unconstitutional or reinstated. President Trump says, though he respects Russian President Vladimir Putin, they may not necessarily get along.
He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world, major fight, that's a good thing.
When Bill O'Reilly of Fox News asked about atrocities committed by Putin in the past and how President Trump could respect him knowing this history, Mr. Trump said the United States is not, in his words, innocent either. Romania's justice minister said he will publish details of a new bill on the criminal code Monday, a day after Romania's Social Democrat government repealed a contentious cabinet decree that would have shielded many politicians from prosecution for corruption. The decree would have exempted officials from corruption charges if the ill-gotten gains were valued at just under $48,000. The 2014 National Anti-Corruption Directorate resulted in convictions of thousands of people, including judges, politicians, and prosecutors. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A United Nations report cites a 24% spike in conflict-related child casualties in Afghanistan and a 3% rise in total civilian casualties in 2016 compared to the year before. A special envoy to Afghanistan says the harm to civilians is preventable.
All parties to the conflict must take immediate, concrete measures to protect the ordinary Afghan men, women, and children whose lives are being shattered.
The UN says the armed conflict in Afghanistan has claimed the lives of around 25,000 Afghan civilians and injured more than 45,000 since 2009. The report blames the Taliban for most of the civilian deaths. Afghanistan is mourning the deaths of 50 people killed in an avalanche in a remote village in the eastern province of Nuristan. The disaster management authorities say deaths have occurred in more than half of the Afghan provinces receiving unprecedented snowfall. The Afghan government declared Sunday a national holiday after heavy snow blocked roads, making travel difficult. A delegation of experts is meeting in Kazakhstan's capital to discuss the ceasefire agreement in Syria. Representatives from Russia, Syria, Iran, and the United States, to make that Russia, Turkey, and Iran, are discussing various issues, including how to monitor the ceasefire agreement and prevent violations, as well as how to ensure the safe delivery of humanitarian aid. Last month, Turkey, Russia, along with Iran, brought delegates from the Syrian government and rebel groups to Kazakhstan for a round of peace talks that ended with the three nations agreeing to help monitor a partial ceasefire and work toward a political resolution to the Syrian conflict. Leading United Nations humanitarian organizations are calling for an end to FGM, or female genital mutilation, a traditional practice that causes physical harm and extreme emotional trauma to millions of girls and women around the world. Lisa Schlein has our report.
Nearly 200 million girls and women are living with the harmful, traumatic consequences of female genital mutilation. And the United Nations reports an additional 3 million girls, most under the age of 15, continue to be mutilated every year. UN agencies report half of all women and girls have been cut in three countries, Egypt, Ethiopia, and Indonesia. Female genital mutilation involves the partial or total removal of the external female genitalia for non-medical reasons.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.